Plakas, today let's talk about how social media has brain hacked you to reduce health and fitness results. So let's start with maybe how people are doing workouts that do not match their personality. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so what happens out there, depending on the kind of person you are, some people are more introverted, some people are more extroverted, some people have a lot of self-confidence, some people have less self-confidence. So when you go out and you want to embark on some sort of fitness journey, like buying a membership at a big commercial gym may not be the way to go, because if you don't have a lot of experience knowing what to do and there's all these people really working out around you, it might be quite intimidating. And whether you do a class where you want the energy of the people around you to motivate you to exercise, some people need that. Some people get intimidated in a class because they feel like they're the weakest one and they're the most unfit one, not knowing what to do, and they don't get the attention that they need from the instructor because there's so many people in the class. So what you want to do is you want to pick out a workout at a program, because there's many ways of getting fit. That sort of matches kind of what your personality is. You need the energy of other people. You do better on your own with a little bit of direction and a plan. So doing that will give you a better chance of doing something long-term consistently.
Plakas, obviously it's important to get all your fitness tips from celebrities who work out with personal trainers and your friends. So how does that affect our the way we look at working out, and I guess more specifically the food we consume?
Yeah, that's a good one. So that's the other thing, is a lot of people, and more so than others, are susceptible to either a celebrity or friends that they value. They put some sort of value on somebody, and because what they do, they feel they should be doing it as well. And that's not sort of the best case there. Like, you want to pick out, a plan and for exercise, and also a diet regime that allows you to be in a calorie deficit if your goal is to lose weight, is nutritious, but it's also something that you can follow and matches your family's lifestyle, environment, your job. Like, some people, they can't eat 5 or 6 meals a day like some people do. Some people have to eat 1 or 2 meals a day. So you have to make sure that the timing of the meals, of the nutrition and the amount of calories per meal fits into your job, your lifestyle, your family and all that, and just don't follow it because somebody else is doing it. That's kind of irrelevant.
What about the distortion of portion size?
Yeah, I think everybody's sort of seen, like, back in the, 50s, 60s, 70s, a portion of popcorn at a movie theater is drastically reduced from what it is now. Like, before, a large would be like what we'd see as a small now. And, like, the medium and the large are just, like, they're just astronomically bigger than before. So you have to realize that that the amount of calories you're consuming, especially if you're putting the butter and stuff like that on it, is humongous. It's not like one portion of popcorn. Like, you'd have to count how many cups of popcorn with butter would be in a large bag, and it's a lot more than what we think. Even when we fill up plates seem to be bigger nowadays than they were before. When you go to restaurants, they want to make sure you're fed well and you're not leaving hungry, so they're going to put a lot of food on your plate, especially in the United States. When I was there, it's incredible the more portion size that they have there for you. So you have to make sure that you know how much food you're eating, because it's been distorted because we've gotten used to just eating more and more in the last few decades.
We're talking with Paul Plakas from Custom Fit about ways to get fit and the way the media and external noise can kind of change our approach. What about as far as advertising and the way they get us to believe that this diet or this food or this type of style eat will get us in the right zone?
Yeah, so with you sort of have to realize is when people are advertising a diet or a plan, you have to sort of find out you have to look through all the noise. Is, will this work for me, and can I integrate it into my life? And what's true about it and what's not true about it? There's so much information out there, so it's okay to try a few things. But the key thing is this: a diet has to be something you can adhere to. If you can only follow it for like a week or 2 weeks, and then it's too hard for whatever reason, whether it's not enough energy, whether it's not enough nutrition for your cells, whether it doesn't give you enough satisfaction where you feel you're deprived all the time, you've got to find that kind of balance where you're enjoying it, it's nutritious, it's got everything that you need that meets the goals that you've set up for yourself. So it's okay to try stuff, but You have to be careful on just jumping from one thing to the other thing, because anything can work. It just depends on what fits for your life and what's your issues for not being able to lose the weight you want and to follow an eating plan that's good for you. There's so many other issues you have to look at instead.
And one final one, you kind of touched on a bit, but we all think we're going to buy a membership here where I'm going to go 5 or 6 times a week and I'm going to look like Paul Plakas, hopefully in short order. So, how do we kind of make sure that the purchase we're making is also reasonable and we set reasonable expectations for ourselves in trying to achieve whatever our goals may be?
Right. So I got a little information on this one. So with gym attendance, for a lot of people, it's wishful thinking. In the new year, they're going to get a membership somewhere and they're going to go 3 or 4 times a week. And, they pay for a year or maybe a couple years in advance just because they're getting a deal for it. And just realize that gym membership, they're trying to get automatic withdrawals from your account and they want you to not show up and they want to still take the money out. So what the research shows is on average, most people go to the gym maybe 4 to 5 times a month on average. So what might be better off, and if you're paying for a membership for a year, it might not be worth it to do that. It might be better off for you to join a group exercise class and then have a friend go with you, and maybe you buy 10 or 12 sessions of that, and it'd be a lot cheaper. And then you're probably going to be there more often because you're going with a friend. You like the energy of the class, if that's what you like. Or maybe you buy some sort of online program and you do it at home. You buy some equipment that way. There's pros and cons to everything. You got to just realize, where is my money best spent? What am I going to adhere to the most? And where am I going to have the most fun? There's also the convenience factor, too. So there's many variables to look at. Good to sit down and talk to somebody about what your obstacles are and helps to have you have somebody help you overcome them, such as myself. That's what I do, buddy. I help people overcome obstacles and be a better version of themselves.
But they do as much, like you do a lot of chest. Like your chest, you push it out big time, but you
That's
also do a
genetic.
Lot of chest. So do you push that on your clients as well? Because he hasn't done it to Gregor yet. He's got no chest development.
No, it's all what people want. But yeah, some muscles develop better than others. It varies. I've got kind of weaker body parts, but maybe my calves I could probably work on a bit more.
Wear pants.
But at least they're still better than Woods' calves.
My forearms are bigger than his calves.
Those are like 5 irons he's walking around on.
Paulie, great stuff, man. What do you make of guys like Dr. Bernstein's and those kickstart a weight loss journey? Is that a good place to start or no?
I don't even know why that guy's got a medical license, man. That's terrible. So what he basically does is it gives you a diet that's about 500 to 800 calories a day. So it's like a starvation diet. Then they give you these vitamin B12 shots to give you a little bit more energy because you're starving all day long. So sure, it works. And it might be okay for somebody who's got imminent death, like they're 500, 600, 700 pounds, and they need to go on a severe caloric restriction because there's bad health issues. But for the average person, there's no way you can follow it long term. They show people following it for a year or two, but like you go longer than that, people are always going to gain the weight back in most cases.
Paulie, I agree wholeheartedly. Have a good one. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, man. Bye bye.